Wright Realty Company Incorporated. We have the owner, broker, appraiser, Priscilla D. Wright. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell me a little about your services that you have at Wright Realty.
Well, we're located at 5140 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia. And it's across from Big Lots next door to the Huddle House. If the Huddle House stays open, that'll be a good thing. We specialize in, I opened my company, first of all, because I wanted to help people buy houses that nobody else would help, you know, which I have. I've got a sign at my office that says, enter as strangers, leave as friends, and I fully believe that. I think that everybody should be able to be a homeowner. I also do rentals and property management. You name it. If it has to do with real estate, I do it. And I've been doing it for over 35 years.
So if you need to buy, sell, or rent a house, condo, land, anything, with a real estate, call Wright Realty, Priscilla Roya, 678-913-3559, 678-913-3559, or the office number at 770-739-8710, 770-739-8710, Wright Realty, located again at 5140 Austell Road, 5140 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, yes, I said Austell, Georgia, Wright Realty Company Incorporated. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. La Familia Italian Restaurante, open every day except Monday. Private party, room, and catering available. Call for reservations at 770-425-9300. Again, 770-425-9300. La Familia Italian Restaurante, 45 West Park Square, Marietta, Georgia. Again, La Familia Italian Restaurante, 45 West Park Square, Marietta, Georgia. Celebrating 10 years in Marietta Square, La Familia Italian Restaurante. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Auto Nation Imports. Quality pre-owned auto sales. Go see my friend Adnan H. Shaker, president and engineer at 5025 Austell Road in Austell, Georgia. Auto Nation Imports, located 5025 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia. Call Auto Nation Imports at 770-941-3737. Again, 770-941-3737. Auto Nation Imports, auto sales in Big Lots Shopping Plaza by South Cobb High School. Everybody approved. Bad credit, no problem. Go see Shay at 5025 Austell Road. Call 770-941-3737. 770-941-3737. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Phipps Tailoring and Men's Clothing. Go see my friend Habib at 4568 Peachtree Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Phipps Tailoring and Men's Clothing, 4568 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Call Habib at Phipps Tailoring and Men's Clothing at 404-231-4327. Again, 404-231-4327. Phipps Tailoring and Men's Clothing. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Derek Shapiro Show Birthday Bash happened at Bacana Steakhouse and Buffet, June 26th. Yes, I said Bacana Steakhouse and Buffet. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Derek Shapiro Show Birthday Bash happened at Bacana at 1360 Powers Ferry Road. 1360 Powers Ferry Road in Marietta, Georgia. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show Birthday Bash featuring Rola and Bari. Happening Friday, June 26th at 9 p.m. June 26th at 9 p.m. Join me. Bismala Halal Meat, Indo, Pak, and International Groceries. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday closed. Go visit Bismala Halal Meat at 27D Powers Ferry Road in Marietta, Georgia. 279D Powers Ferry Road in Marietta, Georgia. South 120 Loop and Powers Ferry Road. Call Bismala Halal Meat at 770-565-8859. Again, 770-565-8859. Bismala Halal Meat. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Design Phase, a designer's showcase boutique. Define your style. Distinctive jewelry, handbags, accessories, gifts, and apparel. Go see them at Cobb Galleria Center, 1 Galleria Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia. Again, Design Phase. Visit them at Cobb Galleria Center, 1 Galleria Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia. Go visit them online at www.designphaseboutique.com. Again, www.designphaseboutique.com. Tuesdays through Saturdays, 11 till 7. Sundays, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Call Design Phase at 770-953-2440. 770-953-2440. Design Phase, a designer showcase boutique. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Chrissy Carlson. Cosmic Chrissy, how you doing? Yes, doing great. How's Rhode Island? Yes, I know how New England weather is. It's very...
How's Atlanta?
Actually, it's raining over here too, believe it or not, as we record this show on June 5th, but it's out by June 15th, of course. So I'm going to be on your show, of course, when this airs on the 19th, I think, right?
19th, yeah.
Yes, off the top, of course. I want to talk about how the music should be get together. It'd be more universal together, you know what I'm saying, as a family, you know? Yeah, Stephen Baldwin's coming up. I recorded him a few weeks ago, last month, in May. No, actually, maybe in April. And he's spokesperson for Planet Smoothie. And have you been seeing his show on NBC? I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I haven't had time to catch the show, but right. I'm sure at some point in future I'll catch it.
Well,
at some point.
I'm also going to talk about my new magazine I talk about over here. It's called the Downtown Underground, and I have a Rhode Island edition coming out, and I did an article that Rhode Island hasn't received yet, and you're featured in the magazine, you know?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes, I mentioned you in Infinite because, but I haven't got it published in Rhode Island yet. It's not in Atlanta. It's the Rhode Island edition of it. But I haven't got that up there yet. I'm a little late getting it up there, but I have the Downtown Underground full force here in Atlanta, and I'm gonna be putting it up there because I have friends and family that still love up there, and I'll be sending you a copy too. In the near
Great.
Future. Yes. And so
that will actually be my third magazine feature. So I'm very proud of that. Thanks, Derek.
Yes, and it's awesome because you had the Roots on your show, you said, right?
We had Dice Rock from the Roots, we had Owen Biddle, who's the new bass player from the Roots. We had
Because the Roots is on now. Yeah, because the Roots is on NBC now on the
Jimmy Fallon
show on late night. Yes, so
yeah.
Yes, he's doing good as late night now.
Amazing.
You know,
huh?
He's doing good as late night. You know.
Yeah, they're doing amazing things, and yeah, definitely Jimmy Fallon is tearing it up. From what I hear, the jam sessions are incredible. Again, I don't catch too much TV because you know I have to.
Really?
So, yeah, this morning I had to be there at 5 a.m. So, I don't really catch too much TV, but I do watch, you know, whatever's put up on YouTube or things like that later on.
Yeah.
You know, but feel free at any time to send me anything on myspace.com/CosmicChrissy14K, that's COSMIKKRISSY 14K. Or my new Twitter account is Cosmosis14K. And, you know, anything that you want forward to see, any music for the shows, you know, I know your wife is doing amazing things, Rola, with her music. So, you know, you got to keep me updated on that.
Yes, which I still will. Are you going to be on the air, do you think, on Clear Channel? Do you think they're going to put you on the air like you are on 88.1, of course, and BSR Live?
Let me tell you, Derek.
I'm sorry?
Let me tell you, Derek. God works in mysterious ways. I'm not on the air yet, but I do hope at some point that will be in the future. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking to have a co-host over here on my show, another co-host, you know. You'd be perfect as my co-host. I've been thinking about having co-hosts from a different state, and you could think of questions, too. I mean, you're great on this show, too. I mean, this is the second time you're on my show, of course, you know. And
I love to.
I mean, you remember the first time you were on my show? Yes, it was at Borders in Garden City, Cranston, Rhode Island.
Yes, at Borders, yes. Yeah. I performed that night, yes.
Yes, you did.
We missed you out here, Gary. You were like the ultimate promoter out here. I mean, always had shows going on. You're like, come down to a show, you know?
Exactly. Well, I'm having a birthday bash here in Atlanta, June 26th. If you want to come down to Atlanta for that, you know?
Are you flying me out there?
No. But... but it'd be
June
awesome, 26th. You know?
I wish. I mean, I actually have a producer that I'm working with out there from Track Addicts Music, Jarrell Brown. And we're actually working on a song with Acrobatic out here. And I was thinking about taking a trip out there. So, you never know how things might work out.
Yes, well, if you ever do, you can stay over, you know, my place, of course, you know, and it's always a free charge, you know.
Huh. Well, I will definitely think about that. Performing in Atlanta would be one of the many dreams that I have.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And we're gonna be debuting your song, "Wide Eyed," of course. This is an excellent song. This is one of my favorite songs of you, Cosmic. Okay.
Thank you.
I want to play another. We have time for another song of you too afterwards. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Can I make a request?
Yes. Now, what is "Wide Eyed" about?
Well, okay. I wrote that song several years ago, and it has two meanings. One meaning is, you know, when you're up late at night and you really can't sleep because you have so much stress on your mind, and you know, you call that wide-eyed awake, you know, whatever. But what I really wrote the song about was, my daughter's father struggling with a crack cocaine addiction.
Really?
And basically the idea of, you know, letting go. Like, it was kind of my therapy in terms of letting him go and letting go of the whole situation, because it's really tough to be with someone with that type of situation and to raise a child together. And it was a really tough thing for me to leave him and to leave that whole situation behind, you know, when you have a child. Of helping me let him go.
Tell me, how long ago did you split up from him?
Well, my daughter is 9 now, so we split up approximately 9 years ago.
Well, I never know that you had a daughter.
Yeah, and she's amazing. She's actually a little singer, actress. She's actually doing modeling right now as well, so, I mean, you'll be hearing from her, too.
Wow, so that's pretty awesome. And you still with your boyfriend, of course, right?
The
one
no,
I met at Borders that time? I'm sorry?
No, he cheated on me. We're not together.
I'm sorry about that. But
No, it's fine. It was actually for the best, and I am single.
And so we're gonna hear "Wide Eyed," okay? Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show right now, and we'll come back with Cosmic Chrissy here on episode number 38.
Many things, too many nights, too many wrongs, too many rights. I still love you, but every time I try to work.
I know the owner of WBLQ. He was on my show, actually.
Great.
And he's good friends with Jay Aiello. You know Jay Aiello?
No.
From RealHipHopUncut.com, actually. I'm going to be on his show June 17th. I was supposed to call him up, and he's on Real Hip Hop Uncut. That's the only internet station just playing hip-hop. Jay Aiello. Infinite met Jay before, and the owner of WBLQ in South County, what's that city in Rhode Island now? Down at
Westerly,
that's right. WBLQ. Me, Jay Aiello from RealHipHopUncut.com and the owner of BLQ came to the Black Rep, and that's where we met Infinite. We were all talking, all of us radio people, and you weren't there that night. It was, you know what night it was? The Martin Luther King celebration night.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Okay, and were you there that night?
I remember when they were advertising it.
Yes, and so the owner of WBLQ is there because Jay Aiello from RealHipHopUncut.com, he started off on WBLQ. So, and I had the owner on my show of WBLQ, so he's a great guy, you know. So you're on that station, and what time does it come on there? 12?
That's 12 to 2.
12 to 2, that's awesome. So they get sponsors for that, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So that's awesome. So you're on like two stations plus your Claire channel, so that's pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah, I've been working really hard. Plus, you know, the singing songwriting thing is not going so bad either. I'm actually right now I'm working with a very major producer in Philadelphia, and I've had the pleasure of working with a bunch of major producers along the way, but currently I'm working with Tony Moore.
Really?
Out of Philadelphia, and Tony Moore has produced for artists like Usher, Bilal, Jasmine Sullivan, Maya, Common, all those people. So I'm actually working with him in this new group that's executive produced by called Better Body, and you know, I've been songwriting for them. I've been doing a lot of you know, radio interviewing and hosting for them as well. So I'm really excited about that project. They're actually next week, they're going to be making me over to improve my image, I guess. So I've been working really closely with them. I've been working with one of the Roots producers, John Casey. Nightmares, which I'm really proud of. It's wow. one of my favorite songs. I recently worked with Eric Sermon on a track called Rescue Me. I've gotten to work with Andrew McIntyre, who's Sean Paul's guitarist,
right.
And Carl Wright from Peter Tosh Celebration Tour, as well as George Hughes from Peter Tosh Celebration Tour.
Right, so what song do I want us to play next and I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show?
Nightmares.
Nightmares, right?
Yeah, do you have that one?
Is it on your MySpace?
It is.
Okay, we'll play that one. And tell me about that song.
Nightmares is kind of a creepy song. It's produced by Dante Slade. Like I said, he's produced for The Roots. He's also worked with Fergie, a bunch of different other artists. He's an amazing, amazing, amazing producer with a brilliant mind, and we work extremely well together. This particular song is about actually having nightmares, but in an almost erotic way, so almost stemming from sexual abuse and rape.
Awesome. So we're gonna play a new song called Nightmares, of course. And before I let you go, I want to invite you to be on my July 1st show. I'm debuting this new countdown show I'm having on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, July 1st. Would you be more than honored to be my co-host for that show as well?
I would love to, Derek, anytime.
Okay. Well, here is Cosmic Chrissy now with the latest Nightmares. Then I'm gonna go to. Sean Hague from California. We're going to be interviewing him next. He's a rock singer. We'll be back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Think of Cosmic Chrissy. We should be here July 1st, of course, with our new show, The Countdown Show. And thank you again, Cosmic Chrissy. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah.
We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 38, of course, Rich Production Radio. Stephen Baldwin is on deck, of course. I recorded him last month in Buckhead, of course, Stephen Baldwin. But first, before that, we have Sean Haig. I said Haig in the beginning. I'm sorry about that. But
that's all right.
Yeah. Sean Haig. And what part of California are you from?
I live in Redondo Beach right now. I was born and raised in Massachusetts.
You were born and raised in Massachusetts?
That's right.
And what part of Massachusetts?
I grew up in Somerset, which is like, I guess I'd have to say more closer to Providence than Boston.
Yes, because how long ago did you move to California?
About 6 years ago when I was 19.
Did you know that I'm from Providence?
I do, yeah, I saw that on your website.
Yes, and I just moved down here about a year ago because my wife, Rola, she's an R&B singer, and we moved down here for the music, and of course, I could do my show any place, but yeah, I have a lot of Boston people on my show, so, you know, us New Englanders, you know, park the car, you know, and you know, it's funny, I mean, you probably see New England clam chowder out in California too, right?
Yeah, it's actually, a lot of, especially in the area where I am, like, Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach, which is, you know, about 20 minutes south of Hollywood proper, but it's filled with Boston people. I mean, there's all kinds of Red Sox, Patriots bars, and...
Really?
Yeah, so it's like I never left.
So where is this in California? Like, if you could describe it, because I interviewed Void 808 from California. They're in Orange County, in between San Diego and L.A. Where are you located?
I am in between Orange County and L.A.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Los Angeles County, technically, but it's just on the beach, really close to like LAX, Los Angeles International Airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, what style do you put in your music? I mean, you have the Boston feel, but now do you have the California feel?
A little bit. You know, I've been spending so much time just playing guitar for the people lately. I mean, my solo stuff is kind of taking a backseat. But influences come in from everywhere. A lot of blues, just because that's the kind of music I've been inspired by. Like Clapton and Jimmy Page, and also get like Tom Petty in there and Mike Campbell and those kind of guys.
Right. And so, have you opened up for any big name people?
Yeah. Mostly, again, doing like the guitar session sideman thing. I've opened up for Dave Matthews, Matchbox 20, Chris Daughtry, Kid Rock.
You open up for Chris Daughtry in Kid Rock?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about open up for Daughtry in Kid Rock.
Daughtry was last year. I was playing guitar for an artist on Artel Records named Hodges, who I'm still playing with today. We did a show at the Delaware State Fair in Harrington, Delaware for about 5,000-6,000 people, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Really good crowd, really receptive to... You know, an artist they had never really heard of before, and
right.
You know, had like 300 people standing in line afterwards to get his autograph or buy a t-shirt or something. Daughtry's a bunch of great guys, really good band, great band to watch live. And Kid Rock was a couple years ago when I was playing with Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yep.
And that was for like 25,000 people, so that was just insane.
Really?
That was my second show with Kenny Wayne, so I went from playing little clubs in L.A. to... You know, overnight, I was playing in front of 25,000 people, which was pretty mind-blowing.
Wow. Now, what's funny, Kid Rock got in some trouble down here in Atlanta area at a Waffle House down here. I don't know what the full story was about, but Pete, do you remember? Maybe my producer Pete remembers. I don't know what Kid Rock got in trouble with. He got in a fight with somebody at a Waffle House.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, I think that was pretty awesome, you know? But Kid Rock is something new. He's cool. I like his song all summer long, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know the group Sister Hazel?
Yeah.
I just interviewed them last month on my show, actually.
Oh, cool.
Right. Yeah, actually, not the whole band, just Ken Block, of course, you know, the lead singer, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
So, what's this song about, the first song we'll be hearing, Black Morning View?
That was one that was co-written with the guys in the band with a few years back. All the music was written by me and the vocal melodies and everything else, you know, the lyrics, but... music was really inspired by the Kinks. I was just looking for something that had that cool British descending lick song. I didn't really have that in my repertoire yet, and I was just really working hard at it for a few days, a few weeks, and finally just became inspired one day. Just kept listening to, you know,
Sure.
Babies over and over again. And it finally came out, you know. It was a good song. One of the better ones I still have today.
Well, have you ever been interviewed on other shows, like national television shows, or have you performed on Letterman or Conan?
Yeah, as far as interview goes, I've been interviewed on various radio programs like yours and different, you know, rock channels across the country. And I've performed on Leno, Craig Ferguson.
How long ago?
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel was a couple years ago with Kenny Ring Shepherd. I was playing guitar for him. And then last summer, I played guitar for a singer-songwriter named Amos Lee. And we did The Tonight Show and The Late Late Show.
Well, so now you have yet to perform on Conan's show, you know?
I know. Well, hopefully now that he's, you know, he's only 30 minutes away from me now, so as opposed to 3,000 miles. So.
Exactly. And also, I was just thinking about, imagine if you ever performed Black Morning View on The View. But we're going to take a listen to this. Then we'll come back with Sean Haig, of course. Here's the Black Morning View, followed by a new song by Who Dem from Providence, Rhode Island. And we'll come back with Sean Haig here on Lose Yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show.